Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That time of year again. Training camp opens tomorrow. We had Redskins safety Will Blackman on the show yesterday. If you missed that, grantanddanny.com/audio. Talking fantasy football with the guru. I got drafts coming up like you do, Danny. It's happening, my friend.
Still a few weeks away from most of mine. I have a couple early ones. I always hate the early ones, but I like doing some mocks to get a feel for how things are going to go. If that makes any sense, then of course I'll be playing so much DFS on a week-to-week basis.
No money league that matters should draft before the final dress rehearsal, third preseason game.
I can live with after week two, before week three, just given the current modern NFL, if like scheduling conflicts arise. But for the most part, that's the sweet spot between weeks three and four.
I want to get back to doing in-person drafts, though. I challenged with a buddy last night. We basically said, why don't we do something like we used to do at a sports bar and get everyone together just for a reason to get the boys back in town.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to line that up this year, but it's always easier said than done.
It's fun. If you can do it, it's fun.
Lucky Whitehead, misidentified. Someone was arrested that gave false information, including his social security number, to the point where the Cowboys, and I'm guessing just based on the media report, were assuming, like the rest of us, that Lucky Whitehead had actually been arrested.
Because the guy who was arrested, again, didn't have ID on him, had Lucky Whitehead's social security number. That's just not something
and
you just
catch. Birth date and other information.
Yeah, had pertinent info that you don't just normally have about a person unless there's something else going on. So I understand. So a lot of people are just going, you wouldn't believe the guy, innocent until proven guilty. Let me just say this. This is not your normal case where I get pulled over and I'm like, yeah, my name is Brendan Dar. We kind of look alike.
By the way,
I have no other information to prove that.
Call me crazy on this. I had no idea you can just give information and that's enough when you get arrested. Like, I guess what the question then would be, what do you do with someone who doesn't have ID? I don't know the answer. Maybe go down and fingerprint them or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there a database that tells you their actual name when you fingerprint them if they've never been arrested? I don't know the answer to that.
I mean, there is one you can opt in for, like the National Fingerprint Registry. Like,
but does that
database
come back instantly? I think that takes time.
Yeah, that I don't know.
But if you arrest someone who's just wandering around on the side of the road after they stole something from a Wawa like this guy was, and they tell you they're someone and they give you all this information, you have to just, I guess, assume they're correct. I'd like there to be more verification than that. Because I feel like this could happen all the time.
Because if you just go, if they're like, what's your name? What's your social security number? You go, my name's Dave. My social security number is 11111111111.
Right.
They'll look it up and they go, oh, that's not true. But when you have a birth date, a social security number, and there's a picture that kind of matches,
yeah,
they go, oh, yeah, this is Lucky Whitehead. This all checks out. It's crazy.
So the police department in Prince William County, where the arrest took place outside of this Wawa, said in a statement yesterday that a man charged with shoplifting on June 22nd was not actually Lucky Whitehead, formerly of the Dallas Cowboys. It was originally indicated that he was. Whitehead and his agent, David Rich, had been saying dating back to Monday that this was a case of mistaken identity. The Cowboys released him anyway. Dave Rich, the agent, cited flight records to prove that Whitehead wasn't in Virginia at the time of the incident. You can prove that he was on a plane. He checked in for his flight. He got off the plane. They were able to do that to get him off in this case. Here's the quote from the agent, David Rich. It's disappointing, but it's a tough life lesson for the young man. He will be fine. I've had 3 or 4 teams reach out to me already, and I wouldn't be surprised if he was picked up, especially with the way rosters are right now, meaning that teams are filling out their 90-player training camp roster. Here was the quote, though, that bothered me so much. Let's not sugarcoat anything. I was pretty much being called a liar, Whitehead told the Dallas Morning News in a telephone interview. He told the newspaper he was blindsided. No one in Cowboys management had my back by the whole situation. I knew about it at, what, 12:45? By 2:30, I was released. So he found out right when we did that he got arrested, basically, like I speculated yesterday.
Uh-huh.
He's just minding his business, getting ready to report for training camp. He flashes across the screen that Lucky Whitehead's been arrested in the media. He says, no, I haven't. I've never been. I don't know anything about this. The Cowboys soon thereafter call him. He says, I don't know what this is about. This is mistaken identity. I've never been arrested by those police officers outside that Wawa. That's not correct. The Cowboys essentially call him a liar and cut him at 2:30. Now, I don't want to be a hypocrite because facetiously I could have sat here had we have gotten to this on Monday and said, yeah, right, guy. I'm sure it's mistaken identity. I'm sure I would have been doing kind of what the Cowboys did. I don't know if I would have cut him or not without actually, I don't know, talking to the police and getting more information. But the Cowboys look terrible in this, Danny. They just look like fools. I mean, they have so many players on their roster who actually were arrested and are in court and over the years have had to go to jail and been in big trouble that they haven't cut.
They love keeping guys that do actually commit the crimes. They've done that a bunch of times.
But with this guy, they said, sorry, we can't deal with this. And then he actually never was in trouble. It's a terrible look.
I mean, I guess if they're the inner workings of this, because when you cut somebody, it's not as simple as you just like, you know, write a line through their name and then they're cut. There are conversations that have to happen. So at a certain point, someone had to tell him, right? And he's saying, no, this is wrong. And they're saying, we don't care, or you're a liar. I mean, it's jaw-dropping to think about it. Because, again, the human element of it. It's very easy for me to say, trade a guy, cut a guy, move on from a guy, fire this guy, you know, whatever. Think about the logistical beats that had to happen, where Lucky White Dead is saying, this was not me. And they're going, we don't believe you. You're cut. And now they're trying to cover their asses and backtrack and say, well, it's difficult for him to make the roster. He could have been in training camp, could have gotten up to the point of normal cuts. He may have been cut. That's what every stupid Cowboy fan keeps going with. And by the way, you are stupid because you're a Cowboy fan. Everybody's going, he might have been cut after the cut down day when you go from 90 to 53. Be that as it may, lots of guys get cut. Not a lot of guys get cut because they're a case of mistaken identity hundreds of miles away from where they actually were.
What should happen now for Lucky Whitehead? I mean, he's going to have a job. Ian Rappaport was tweeting to me yesterday the Cowboys hadn't actually cut him. I don't really know what that means. We'd heard that they had. I think he should just go get a fresh start, which is what he said to the Dallas Morning News yesterday. Basically, I'm getting out of here. I just want to go somewhere else. But if he's still under contract with them, it's the most awkward first day
very
of work
awkward.
Ever.
Very,
can you imagine
awkward.
Showing back up at the complex?
Hi, guys. Lucky Whitehead. The actual Lucky Whitehead here, by the way.
Or is it someone else?
No, this is really me.
Or this is Mission Impossible, pull off the mask move that you're about to do.
No, it's me. Actual Lucky Whitehead. I have fingerprints. I've got all sorts of things to prove it this time. I'm carrying my ID with me, unlike the criminal that was 1,000 miles away from me.
If I'm him, I'm just leaving.
Yeah, I never go back.
I say, hey, if the release wasn't official, get me out of here.
Make it.
I'm probably not going to make your team. If you cut me over something like this anyway, you don't think that highly of me. I got four other clubs that were interested in me. Let me go get a fresh start. That's how I would handle it if I was him.
Agreed.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. There are a lot of Redskins training camp starting who people aren't talking about because we haven't thought about them in a long time. Players who flashed at times last year, maybe even in the preseason, they're still on the roster. Guys coming back from injury. Let's play a little game called Do Not Forget About. Don't forget about who? 800-636-1067. You call us with your player we shouldn't forget about. We'll give you some as well on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.